Praise his name. If you have your Bibles, go over to the Psalms again and stand when you get to Psalm 42. That's where we were last Sunday night. I'll try to update those that were not here and then get quickly into the message. But I want to say one thing about that psalm. That thank you, Lord. We ought to be thankful people. I done something tonight for the first time in 4 months. And that was walk up them steps and get to prayer room. And I didn't realize how much I missed that. And then I tried something tonight. I was praying on the way down the steps. I didn't fall on my face. But I went, usually when I walk with my bad knee, I just go one step and then put my feet there, then one and put my feet. But I did it the real way, and I just did it opposite feet coming down. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm about to shout it up that I could walk down a step. You ought to raise your hand that you got breath in your lungs tonight. You ought to raise your hand that you got food on the table. You ought to raise your hand that God's been good to you. You ought to raise your hand tonight if you love him. Amen. My Lord God, I'm about to get loose tonight. Amen. Man, oh man. Psalm 42, are y'all there? This is from last week, but a series that I'm preaching on Sunday night. Now, you hear me out now. I want y'all to be faithful. I'm leaving Tuesday. To the mission field. I am going to Fox Hill in the Bahamas to Liberty Baptist Church. They're having Youth Month. I'll be preaching for them down there during these days. I'll be preaching all day next Sunday. I won't be here, but I am going to get a bag of candy, Chad, this tomorrow. And somebody get my truck and take it over there and pass out candy out of that truck. Anybody volunteer to do that? Now, even if you got your own, oh, yeah, y'all a bunch of good Christians. Will you do it? What's that? Well, yeah, praise God. I'm going to have my truck over there, and somebody passed candy out of my truck. I'm glad all y'all jumped your feet at once. Amen. Such an encouragement crowd. Amen. I'm a little bit discouraged tonight because the Yankees lost last night. I'm having kind of a struggle, and my soul is kind of cast down, but I'm going to read this passage. Psalm 42, are you there? Amen. This world needs hope.
Yes, it does.
I need hope. And I want you to look at Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. Boy, I wish we could get a hungry crowd of Christians thirsting for God. I really mean it. I'm not just talking about superficial religion, just coming in, checking in on Sunday night at 6 o'clock and watching the clock, making sure preacher don't get over 7 o'clock and wanting out. But friends, I wish you'd come to get in. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and peer before him? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Listen, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his continuance, or countenance, excuse me. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and the Hermonites from the hill of Mesir. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God, the God of my life. I was saying to God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with sword is my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Now listen again, second time it's mentioned in this passage. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. And my God, God bless the reading of the word. And God, give me power to preach tonight. And continue to help people. In Jesus' name, amen. I try not to go re-preach everything I preached last week. But I want to tell you this Bible, this passage, I cannot tell you exactly who wrote it, though it is connected with Psalm 63. And I personally believe it is a psalm of David. The emphasis is worship. Not just corporate worship. Thank God for corporate worship. I'm glad. How many glad to be able to come out and hear the kind of singing we hear and worship the God we serve in a corporate way? I like it. But I want to tell you some of the greatest times I've had with my God is by myself. Because, see, there ain't nobody looking over their nose at me wanting to criticize for how I worship. Yeah, right. You know, if you raise your hand, somebody says, well, that's charismatic. Look, knucklehead, before you start saying that, you better read the Bible where it said lift up holy hands. Right. Hello. That's a great way to worship. Praise. Well, glory, I'm glad I'm preaching now. Remember last week I talked to you about David in this psalm. David was up one day praising and down the next day. David was battling between faith and frustration. He had a battle between delight and delay. He had a battle between being victorious and being a victim. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I tell you what, even this morning, after this morning service, I know it was packed up. Man, we had a lot in that thing this morning. I was ready to go out of this place and charge hell with a super soaker and hang me over with a noodle. That's just how happy I was. But have you ever done that? How many of you have ever got real happy in God, real gloriously in God, and the next, 2 hours, you's into gloom and doom? Somebody help me now. Sometimes I act like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in my Christian life. Don't you look at me funny because you're just like me. But twice he makes a statement. When all these emotions came upon him, when he was struggling spiritually, he makes a momentous mountaintop statement. He said, hope thou in God. Amen. I want to tell you, every one of us tonight needs to find the real source of hope. Right. What is hope? It's a reliance. It's trust. It's dependence. It's giving it all to him. Yeah, right. Come on now, help me. What I can tell you is this, and the condition of the psalmist, I won't go preach all the points, but I will tell them to you tonight. He was in a deprived position. He was running like a deer run who was being hunted by a hunter. He was deprived. He was in a desperate predicament. How many's ever been in a desperate predicament? You were down in the pit. You were down in discouragement. You were in despair. He had a direct passion. He needed God. Sometimes we need that inhaler to get our breath. I'm glad for the master inhaler. I'm glad for him that breathed life into the living soul of man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to plow this. I'll tell you what we need less of. and what we need more of. We need less of formality. It gets real bad when everybody knows what we're going to do every minute. And the Holy Ghost ever jump out on us, it probably scare everybody in church to death. Come on, help me preach right there. Hey, I tell you what we need. We need less formality and more God. We need to pant after him. We need to hunger and thirst for him. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hope tonight. He also talked about his tears, his distressful plight. I don't know if you've ever cried yourself to sleep. I don't know if you've ever been on your in your bed and you cried wondering for the morning if there's going to be any hope. And the psalmist was there and he said, "Hope thou in God." He was in a despairing persistence day and night, he said. He said, "I'm struggling day and night." The sweet psalmist, he was drowning in his problems. How many of you ever drowned in your problems? I mean, they were big. And they just about overwhelmed you. You say, "Well, I'm not." Well, wait till you get out of work. Wait till the doctor says you got some disease. Well, wait till somebody rattles your cage. And you get a problem bigger than you are. You drowned in it. And David saw his condition. He said, I got to tell you one thing. I can't hope in myself, and I can't hope in God. In verse 6, he was in a destitute place. He said, "Upmost Jordan." But tonight, I'm going to a second phase of this message. And I'm going to deal with something tonight that every one of you are going to cross one of these days. And you need to know how to deal with it. Not only the condition of the servant, but did y'all notice something in this passage? Every time David was in a struggle, did y'all read it? Chad, you notice it? Every time he was disquieted and in trouble, you know what he said? He said the multitude came to him and said, "Where is thy God?" Number two, tell you why else we need hope in God. Because of the critics on the sidelines. They some people that are not in that will criticize you if you are in. Oh, I am Joe. I'm a preacher's real hard. They's folks on the sidelines. Oh, it's easy to get on the sideline and knock somebody and criticize somebody. And you say, "Preacher, it hurt." Don't it hurt you if somebody criticizes you? Yes. But I got to be honest with you. There is a cure for it. Hope thou in God. I was talking about them snakes over there with that snake that got a hold of Paul. You remember the snake that got a hold of Paul? I call that number one critic and bit into him. And he didn't go over and say, "Oh, you look so pretty. And why did you bite me?" No, he shook it off. He said, "How in God's name could I shake off critics? People that don't like my ministry. People that don't like my singing. People that don't like our church. People that don't like the bus ministry. People that don't like highways and hedges. People that don't like anything. How do I deal with it? Your hope in God." Amen. I want to tell you what these guys on the sideline want to do. They want to get you on the sideline. And I know you've been beat around a little bit, but I don't want to discourage you, but the best is yet to come. Because, you know, I'm going to be gone for 10 days or 8 days or whatever it is, and I'm sure some church member is going to come around here and say, "Knock on your nose. Hello?" You say, "Would they bother a young preacher?" They bother any preacher. David, you know what? There's a lot of folks, all they want to do is find faults with you. You know, I had to be honest with you. It really bugs me. God's blessed this church, probably has blessed this church more. Wayne, you've been here in the early days. God's blessed Taste Valley Baptist Church. Amen. And we ain't nobody perfect. But I want to tell you something. Why would anybody criticize a ministry that's getting people saved about every week, that's blessing people, feeding hungry people, helping dope heads, helping alcoholics, helping those that's hooked on addiction, helping marriages get back together? Why in the world would he take a shot at that? Because they're on the sideline. Amen. Let me give you two or three things. I'll probably just preach this point and go on to another one next week, okay? I ain't rushing through this because some of y'all need this much as I do. Anybody ever said something ugly to you? How'd you respond? Now, listen to me. They're going to say it. Really, you ain't going to stop them saying it. But you can't stop bad responses. If your hope is not in this world, and if your hope's not in them, if your hope's in God, and you're relying on God, you just don't pay a whole lot of attention to what some negative critic on the sideline has to say. Look at verse 3. Let's start this thing. I see a continuous scoffing. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Well, that's real great. Isn't that spiritual? I'm struggling, okay? I'm having the battle in my soul. Okay, Buster. Why are you sick anyway? Well, you remember when we went down to Mexico, and I ain't blaming it on you. I finally forgive you for that, okay? I'm kidding. We went to Mexico, and I got amoeba dysentery. I want you to say, what was that? That's something from hell, oh, I can tell you. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it was the worst thing I've ever had in my life. Thought I was dying. I was laying over in the hospital, and you know, 101 to 104 degree temperature for 11 days. So I'm not really thinking real good. And one of the members, I wish people wouldn't do me this way. One of my good, gracious members, and they weren't being critical, but they come and said this. Said, I heard a couple people say, wonder what you done wrong to be in the hospital after going to the mission field and taking care of them orphans and being a blessing down there in Mecca. What'd you do wrong? Now, I'm already with 103 degree temperature. You know, I'm sick. Hadn't ate for 3 days, lost 11 pounds in 3 days. I don't mind losing weight, but I don't like to lose it that way. Come over and just, and I want you to know something. I was sick, and then I really got sick. I got down. I got discouraged. I thought, who in the world would say that? I'm just a young preacher. Hello? Let me tell you something. You're not out of the will of God every time you have a problem and you're sick or you got issues. You might be right in the center of God's will and having problems. Come on now. But there are people on the sideline that wants to scoff at you when you're struggling. That's what happened to David. They come up, you having a hard time? Where's your God? Oh, I thought you believed in the lily of the valley. I thought you believed he shall supply all your needs. I thought you had really loved God. You say, what do you do with a bunch of people like that, preacher? Ignore them and hope in God. And by the way, it's not always the lost folks. To be honest with you, lost people don't give me no problem. You always tell me how many lost people really give you any problem. They really don't. Now they don't have a lot to do with me. Unless they need me. If they need me for a funeral. Or if they got some struggle and they want to be saved. Yeah, they love me then. But they don't bother me. I'll tell you who bothers me more than anybody. But the blood. You know who will discourage you every time? Moses. If an unsaved person does it, you can ignore them real easy. But just let some critic, a Christian critic. Now, I guess now y'all have him. Oh, yes, you do. You just ain't heard it lately. Amen. Scoffing at you all the time.
Yes, sir.
And there's a bunch of jealousies in our churches today, and we need to shake that bunch off. We ought not care who sings, who preaches. And by the way, next Sunday morning and Sunday night, I'm having an evangelist come in. His name's Harley Case. The man had been pastoring. You know him, sister. He was your pastor when you was in South Carolina. He's a great man of God. He's been struggling. He went through a battle in the church. He left the church. He's now in full-time evangelism. I just got him in to encourage him. And there's a lot of people who say, Harley, what happened down there? Where's your God now? I'll tell you where God is. He's on the throne. I'll tell you where he is. He's the same place he was every day. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I hope in God. Bad old man, that'll help you if you let it. Oh, you say, preacher, would people kick you while you're down? Just get down and find out. He talks about the noises. That's what he talked about. He talked about the noises. Oh, can I haven't preached on this for a while, so it's time to get back on it. You know where's the noisiest place in town is? Facebook or Twitter. You know what? I'm going to just say it like it is. You know what Facebook's for? There's some help on there. I'm sure there is. I'm not on it anymore, but I'm sure it is. But I want to tell you what. That's just a place where people that are cowards become bold. They won't ever get in your face. Oh, they can get on a Facebook account, and they never say your name, Wayne, but everybody in Putnam County knows who they're talking about. Oh, I'm preaching. Oh, it's easy to get on that little computer and spew off your venom on somebody when you don't have to face them. Hey, critter. Hey, you people that struggle and after me all the time and you're on your little Facebook, come and see me face to face. And I'll introduce you to somebody. His name's Jehovah. His son is Jesus. He's my Savior. He never leave me. He's on the throne. He's in control. Lord, I'm having a good time, Jared. I want to tell y'all something. They were guilty people. Can I give you some advice? Will you please listen to me? Don't you dare argue with a critic. There's a verse in the Bible that said, don't cast your pearl among the swine. And I'm going to say this. You can't really reason with a fool anyway. You know what you need tonight? You need not to stop serving God. You need to not stop in your particular service where you've been serving God, whether it's singing, whether it's in Sunday school, or where it's in a one or Highways and Hedges or whatever your function. Don't quit because of a critic. And I see their constant slander. Said they pierced me to the bone. I'm going to tell you, there's some people that won't give up. Can I tell y'all something? Can I tell you the biggest change in Christianity in churches from when I started to today? Now, there have always been people come in church and then get dissatisfied and leave. That's been like that for 39 years I've been here. Here's the difference now. Instead of them leaving and going and getting on their happy way. You know, happy highway. No, they don't do that. They're going to criticize you from afar. Hey, listen to me. Anybody that ever gets, you know, something happened, they leave. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to criticize them. God bless. I hope they can be used in some other church. Hello? Am I preaching? But I'll tell you what I found out in these last 10 to 15 years. There's a lot of people meaner than a junkyard dog.
I mean, man, they can't just leave mad. They got to get even. And they'll lie about you. And by the way, I'm trying to help you when you get criticized, whether it's at work, at home, or whatever. Here's what you do. Don't pay them no mind. You hope in God and shake them off. Because if you pay them very much attention, then people might think what they're saying has some fire to it. So what you do is don't let it get you. Hope in God and shake them off and go ahead and serve God. You don't want to for a minute to think they're winning. Am I preaching? Hey, listen, you're digging the church. You think they don't like, some people don't like you. I mean, you might look like a teddy bear, but I want to tell you, there's somebody with some needles that could punch a hole in your teddy bear. Amen. Listen to me. We're not above criticism. Am I preaching? Then I noticed the crucial struggle here. He had acquired critics. Job had them. How many know Job had them? Lord have mercy. He had three Baptist friends. I know they were Baptists. All them guys were Baptists. Baptists only people I know that shoot their own wounded. Baptists only one I know when somebody's down, they can't find a way to get them farther down. Hello? How many believe we ought to love each other and serve God and hope in God and believe God and trust God tonight? Oh, Job, his friend said he was wrong. His wife said, just curse God and die. Am I preaching? You know what you need to do? You need to swim through criticism. See, here's what we need to do, Jared. We need to hope in God. If I got my hope in him, there ain't nothing anybody or anywhere can, nothing they can say to derail me. Here's when they derail me. And often I have been derailed. When I get my eyes off of God and get my eyes on the critic. You said, preacher, people said some things ugly about me. Man, get in line. It starts right behind me. Hello. Hello. I mean, you pour your soul out. You try to do something for God. You try to help people. But here's the thing. We all have our critics. Maybe you're not a church critic. Maybe somebody at work that's giving you fits. They're undermining you at work. You say, how do I deal with it? Hope in God. How many people know people at work that are trying to climb up the ladder the wrong way? I tell you how they climb up the ladder, stepping on somebody else as they go. Can I give you something about that? You don't have to step on anybody to get higher. All you got to do is let God promote you, and he will. And he'll promote you. Oh, yeah. I guarantee there's people in this church right now that's got somebody that works around you in your department or where you work that criticizes you. I guarantee it. You say, what do I do, preacher? Smack them? I've tried that. It's real good. And might get you in trouble. No, I'll tell you what you do. You trust him. Because see, if your conscience is clear with him, and you're right with him, and you love him, and you feel him, David, you can, hey, listen to me. I'm going to tell you. My dad died. The day my dad died, Wayne, I don't know if I'm ever telling you, you probably knew it. I probably forgot it, but you were back here then. The day my daddy died, Wayne, I was on the phone with a church critic breaking me over the coals. And back then we didn't have call one, or what is that, BBN stuff? What is that? Y'all know what I mean. Beep in, you can hold. We didn't have that then. So let's get in a busy thing. And this person finally got home and said, what are you doing? Man, just chew me out. I said, there's somebody at the door. Can I get the door? No, you listen to me. I said, I got to get the door. And one of my church members could not get me because of that member was criticizing me on the phone. And the church member, he's dead and in heaven right now. If he was here, he'd tell you. Said, preacher, your dad's going to die in about 15 minutes. And I told this person, I said, my dad's going to die in 15 minutes. And they said, well, I'm finishing with you, then you can go. I'm not 66 then. I'm in my 30s. My hero was dying. And I went up there and I did make it. I made it 3 minutes before he died. I cried all the way up there. I was despondent. You say, what'd you do? After that, I started knowing something. I can't listen to the critics on the sideline. I need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Anybody can stab at you. But you don't have to respond to them knuckleheads. And don't let them win. You hope in God. Amen. I'd say tonight, I know tonight there's people in this room, maybe not church situation, or maybe so in church. You've been hurt. But at work, or maybe in your family. Hey, we all had family problems. And you just see a lot of criticism in family problems. You say, preacher, what am I going to put my trust in? You need to put your total trust in God. Jared, you and I and our staff, we need to get on our face more and put our faith in God and trust God. I know the battle's going to rage, but there's hope in God. Please hear me tonight. There's hope in God. I'd like to see some people that are under the load tonight. Come around this altar and put your hope in God. Stand with me. I'm done. I hope I've helped you. Our Father, Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Lord, there's folks I'm sure here tonight struggling, battling. And oh, there'll always be somebody ask us, where is our God? But I know where you are, Lord. You're on the throne. You're in control. People are coming and praying. Help them to find your hope tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, keep coming.
It's built on
all you ought to come tonight. Do you feel the devil's beating at you?
Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Do you feel the devil beating at you?
Not to rust the sweetest frame.
Yes.
But wholly lean on Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
God bless you, man.
On Christ the Son.
I want my ladies come and pray with us.
Sinking sand all Amen. Around.
Amen. If you're not saved tonight, be a good night to find some hope and have hope in God. You ain't got no hope out there in the world. Your hope needs to be in God.
I rest on His
Amen.
Unchanging grace.
Yes.
Than His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless you, honey. Hey, man. I'm glad you're in church tonight. Amen.